Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Back when I worked in the tech, I actually talked with probably more customers than I do now. But I talk with more customers now than I did probably 4 years ago, just based on the types of engagements I'm now doing. But the engagements I'm having now are much deeper, and I'm actually spending, you know, 2 or 3 days with a customer talking about what their, you know, what their issues are and proposing proposing things to help them. And it, and sometimes it's Checkpoint products, and sometimes it's free advice, sometimes it's sometimes it's okay. Well, there's not much you can do there. But part of the challenge in information security is, you know, first of all, what I look at it is, are you, you know, protecting the right things the right way, which is what I always, you know, sort of open with when I talk with customers. But we need to figure out sort of the intersection between, you know, the business, right, and security, in terms of, okay, so what is security doing to enable the business to succeed? Because if the security is not supporting that, then security's not going to be there, right? I mean, but I don't know that organizations, so there's kind of two pieces to this. The organizations don't even necessarily, they may not necessarily know, or the decision makers may not even necessarily know what they need, right? To make things secure, or whatever. And the security people may not even fully understand, you know, again, what does the business do, right? Why are we here, right? So what am I enabling? They're just, you know, in some cases, they're just doing security busy work. So there's definitely a mismatch between the security people and the business people. And they don't always talk to each other in effectively, right? So, you know, and that's the question I always ask as a security person: how can I enable the business to succeed? I think that's important, right? Because without the business, we don't have a job. Although there's lots of security jobs out there, but there's also lots of businesses that aren't getting, you know, the information from their security folks. What is it that I actually need to worry about? And it's not just, okay, there are, you know, there's 1,000 systems that have, 100,000 vulnerabilities on them. That doesn't really help the business, right? It's, you know, we've got a vulnerability on, you know, a very critical system that if this system goes down, we can't do business. That's kind of important, right? And that's a little more context to it. And then what are you doing to maybe protect those systems? Because let's face it, as much as we want to patch all the things, we'll have to patch all the things again, because there's going to be, you know, 1,000 new vulnerabilities that come out in all the different software packages. And let's face it, some systems can't be patched, right? Think about critical infrastructure, right? I'm talking about power grid and you know, utilities and that kind of stuff. The stuff that's in place is gotta last for decades, right? And, you know, think about taking down a controller to patch it, right? I want the power to go down, right? Which is effectively what we have to do for these things. And so there are systems that are absolutely critical that cannot go down, that are going to have vulnerabilities, and maybe you can't patch them, right? And so how do you deal with that? Maybe you put different compensating controls in place to limit access to those things so that not everybody can get to them. And you're never going to be able to completely eliminate all risk, but you can mitigate it enough, right? So that the odds of something happening, right, the probability is perhaps a lot lower than if you didn't put some sort of compensating control in there. But it's really the security folks that need to understand their business well enough to know these are the things I need to make sure I protect, right? Whether they get that, and then be able to talk to the business in terms that the business says, hey, look, I need to. I need to protect this thing that keeps our business going. Here are the things I need to do, and here's what it's going to cost. And if we don't do it, the risk is that. I mean, but those conversations don't often happen, right? There's a lot of, you know, sort of the business leaders and the security folks sort of talking at each other, but not really coming to a common understanding. And it's difficult. I totally get that. And so, you know, things are often just good enough, right? Because the business leaders say, well, this is what I'm willing to spend the money on, because they don't inherently understand the value of what's going on. And the security folks may even not understand, they themselves may not even understand what's important. And so they put in, you know, security measures because they have to, and they may not be protecting the right things the right way. So that's there's lots of challenges there. And so speaking of not protecting protecting the right things the right way. There was an article about the firewall that the Department of Homeland Security uses to protect the whole of the U.S. government, and apparently they spent $6 billion, right? And you know, there was an analysis of what it did and didn't do, and you know, you can say, okay, well, it looks like a basic firewall. It doesn't do like intrusion prevention. It doesn't block inline threats intelligently. It doesn't do sandboxing. It just doesn't do a whole lot of stuff, right? And you go, God, for $6 billion, I could have built several Linux machines with IP tables. It would have been a whole lot cheaper than that whatever thing that the Department of Homeland Security put together. So it looks like government waste, but also on the other hand, it seems like yes, they could do more, but what is it that they're supposed to do, right? And this gets into what is DHS's mandate, and where's the demark of responsibility? I mean, yes, they do some crap filtering for the rest of government, but are the other government agencies that go through DHS, do they have to implement their own security controls? Do they have to and are they responsible for managing and maintaining those controls? Where is the demark and who does what? And I certainly don't know that. That's a whole different discussion. But $6 billion just seems like a lot of money. And yes, they could do more. But again, I don't understand the interplay between the different government agencies and who's supposed to do what. And that probably impacts what DHS can do, not necessarily what they should do. Right? I mean, they could do a lot more, but maybe they're not supposed to do much more. But certainly, if they're not supposed to do much more, then they certainly overspent. I mean, $6 billion just seems a bit ridiculous. Hopefully, for $6 billion, they could do a whole lot more. But again, maybe that's not what they're supposed to do. I don't know. It does seem like there's something fishy going on there. Sadly, it's a macrocosm really of the kind of thing that happens in enterprises every day. There's a misunderstanding between what should be done and what is being done. The different groups aren't communicating the same language. And this is, something I try to fix as a vendor, but there's only so much I can do. I'm an outsider. I'm not entrenched in the organization. I can try and get the people I deal with to maybe ask the right questions and make sure they're aligned with what the organizational goals are, whatever those are, and make sure they're protecting the right things the right way. But there's only so much I can do as a vendor. That's where I think right now I can do the most good. Try to help as many people as I can. I sell some products along the way, but that's a side effect, I suppose. But anyway, this is the challenge that we have. Security is never good enough, right? But we have to make it, we have to make it enable business. And we also have to make it usable so people will do the right thing. We want to make it easy for them to do the right thing. And that's something that we must do better as an industry. People who work in for vendors, people who work for, or people who do information security, for companies, right? We must do better to think about these things and to try and come to a better balance between being locked down like Fort Knox and still making it make it something that people can actually use, whatever it is. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.